News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
You know what makes my day?
What, me? Is it me?
Well, yeah.
Apart from that.
Absolutely. Talking to Esther McCarthy about the red carpet roundup.
Too. Absolutely.
Morning, Esther.
Morning. That's very nice, Shane. Thanks a million. Right, back at you.
Listen, let's start with Emmy nominations for Irish stars. Some big names, some great names getting Emmy nominations.
The Irish can do no wrong in Hollywood at the moment. We are flying it. So Colin Farrell, which probably isn't
no
a big surprise.
There. Yeah.
Yeah. Even though his eyebrows do most of the work, to be fair, he reminds me of, like, any time I look at him, it's like, hey, Bert, it just comes into my head. It's like if Sesame Street ever live action,
I get it.
It'll be him. So he is amazing, obviously, and that's for the Penguin. Lola Pettigrew. So this is a Belfast actress.
Yeah,
so she's
brilliant.
Coming up. Yeah, so she did an incredible performance in Say Nothing.
She played Dolores Price, and absolutely, I thought she was absolutely brilliant in it. Really deserved nomination.
Couldn't take your eyes off her. And she was nominated for the BAFTAs as well. So, and IFTAs, of course. So we're really fingers crossed for her. And then, of course, the amazing Fiona Shaw, a Cove woman, born in Cork, if you didn't know, for her really incredible turn in Bad Sisters. She's we don't know if they've been nominated yet. This is just they're being tipped for it. The actual nominations aren't until July 15th. But we're in with a really strong lineup there from our little Emerald Isle. So fingers crossed for them.
Cate Blanchett, who's won a fair few awards over the years, she says she's serious about giving up acting to do other things with her life.
I know, you'd wonder when they come out with these kind of things, you know what I mean? And she even said to herself, like, oh, my family rolls their eyes every time I say this. So it's not her first time kind of going, I'm sick of this, I'm out of here, you know? And like, what a career she's had. But she's kind of said it's been a long time for her to be... It took her a very long time to be comfortable with being photographed, which is kind of part of the gig, like when you're on all those red carpets and stuff. And that it's taken her a whole lifetime. Like, it's a really intimate, open, honest kind of interview she's doing with BBC Radio 4. She's going to be in the radio drama in BBC Radio 4, The Fever, and that's why she's talking about all this. So she's just not comfortable with celebrity, she says, and she says lots of other things she wants to do with her life, which I can understand. I mean, she's got the Oscar, she's been in incredible movies, so, you know, maybe she's kind of ready to move on. I think when you get to a certain stage of your life as well, you're kind of going, do I actually have to put on a stupid dress now and go out and talk about a movie for
the
next year?
So I'll believe it when I see it. What I love about Cate Blanchett, she looks different in every film you see her in. She really, she's like a chameleon, brilliant, brilliant actor. So Maura Higgins hanging out with some new friends. Have a listen.
My diamond earring came off in the ocean and it's gone.
I just told
anyone
that
would be annoyed.
Fine.
I work really hard, and I
know you do, honey. And that's why you bought insurance.
I've ever bought.
So that's obviously the Kardashians. We could have a Longford accent in there as well.
My gosh, like Maura Higgins is just such a legend. She's the gift that keeps on giving. And she, like, from Longford to Coachella, here she is hanging out with Kendall Jenner and Hailey Bieber. If you're going to be with the cool girls, they're probably the two to be hanging out with in Palm Springs. So it's the first weekend
of
the moment
myself,
of it.
But anyway, there you go.
But yeah, she's having the time for life. She's over partying in the desert. And of course, it didn't happen unless you put it on socials. So she put it on her Instagram story, a snap of herself, Kendall and Hayley chatting away. Very kind of natural looking shot. I don't know, did the girls even know they're in it?
Yeah, well, everything
them.
About the Kardashians is so natural.
Just so natural, darling. It's just, you know, if they're not being paid for it, they're not doing it. But she's I love her humor, Maura. Like, she tagged her story. Does this mean we're besties now? And, you know, she was in a bit of trouble, like, after giving a little kissy kiss with Danny when they were at the I'm a Celeb Jungle thing. They were at a Brit Awards after party and they were caught kissing. And some people thought that would ruin her career because, you know, it's usually the woman gets in trouble, even though he's the married one. But it's not stopping her. She's apparently doing really well. She's lots of stuff going on. So go on, Maura. Go out there now and have a ball and Coachella for yourself, girl. Do it for the lot of us.
Esther McCarthy, lifestyle editor, Saturday Weekend Magazine columnist with the Irish Examiner. Thank you for your red carpet roundup.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.